This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
I'm WBEZ reporter Mariah Wolfel, and we're answering your most frequently asked questions about the coronavirus vaccines, like this one from a listener who wants to know, what happens if you decide not to get the vaccine or wait to get it? First, the vaccine is not mandated, so you won't be barred from eating at a restaurant or going to a museum, for example, if you don't take it, according to Chicago and Illinois officials. And because the vaccine is still under emergency use authorization, employers can't yet require that you take it. But since the vaccine provides protection against COVID-19, waiting to get it or choosing not to leaves you vulnerable to getting sick. And even for low-risk, healthy people, the virus can have serious impacts. Here's infectious disease expert Dr. Mia Taramina, who spoke about this recently on WBEZ's show Reset.
We are seeing in approximately 15% of all coronavirus cases, even individuals who think that they had very mild symptoms and are doing well, potentially significant damage to heart, to lungs, to the central nervous system. So while this is a personal decision, I would encourage you to think long and hard about the possibility of not having an easy recovery from coronavirus and the vaccine being the better option at this time.
In addition, we need 70 to 85% of the population to be immune for cases to diminish. So not taking the vaccine could make the pandemic last longer. We're able to help answer your questions about COVID-19 vaccines thanks to support from the Pulitzer Center. Find all of our coverage at WBEZ.org/vaccine FAQ.